It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
It's a quarter to 10, 96 900 693 or 13 13 32. If you have any questions about the car industry, about maybe car safety, or how you're going with your local mechanic, or anything you'd like to know, give us a call, 96 900 693 or 13 13 32. Jeff Gwillem, VACC CEO, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
Good, thank you. A bit of government talk about raising course fees. Is this going to affect apprenticeships in a pretty ordinary time?
I think it's mainly focused on higher education, and what the government's looks like they're doing here, Dennis, is making a call on educational pathways that lead to employment. And I think we have to remember that when somebody undertakes a bachelor undergraduate course at university, even with a fee, a domestic student with a fee, they're generally only paying a third or a proportion of that course. So the public are funding the rest of that qualification. In the trades, we've argued for a long time that we think a lot of kids have been shuffled off to university that actually should have had a hammer or a spanner in their hand, because they're not always best suited for university study. And what we find then is often is they come out of a university degree, and then they start looking for an apprenticeship where they're 24 or 25 years old. And whether we like it or not, typically in trades, employers take on young school leavers, kids out of year 12. So we almost set up these university graduates to make it very difficult for them to get into trades once they've got a university qualification. So I think trades are a great example of, A, you can't get an apprenticeship in Australia without a job, and when you've finished your apprenticeship, and most trade apprenticeships in particular, you're very employable.
And I imagine if you, let's just say, Jeff's workshop is wanting to, it's got the demand to put on an apprentice, you don't necessarily want to put on someone who's heading off to university, you want someone there on the tools.
Well, that's actually how it works. And the German system that we often marvel at, but we don't seem to be able to implement it here, is where kids are sort of stranded earlier on, midway through their secondary school studies, into higher ed or technical streams, and they can cross back over later. We sort of want two bob each way here. We want our kids to have to be well employed and lifetime employment, but then we get stuck in a rhythm of, well, university's best, so we'll send them there first and see what happens. I think we need to take more care when kids are coming through year 10, 11 and 12 to actually think about the capability of these young people. We all, of course, you know, we look at our kids and we all want them to be brain surgeons and take a rocket to the moon and back. But the reality is very many of them are better off in trade skills. They'll make a great living and they'll have a good life.
And some of those people who are keen to get into trade-type situations, probably the last thing that, or it would be an absolute turn-off for them, facing up to more study in a educational situation.
Dennis, I think you're 100% right there. I've got a horrible feeling. I've worked in the TAFE sector and I've worked in the university sector, and I've got a horrible feeling there's a whole lot of kids walking into universities. Nothing wrong with the universities, of course, but the kid's in the wrong place, and he knows he's in the wrong place. And these young people, I have a horrible feeling that maybe 10 or 20% of them wander around for the first year wondering why they're there. They can't bear to tell their parents, Mum, Dad, guess what? I don't want to be at university. I want to get a trade. And they go through the whole course, and they're doing the right thing. Of course, they don't want to upset their parents. We don't want to be the double degree barista capital of Australia.
No, we don't. Give us a call, 96 900 693 13 13 32. Do incentives from government, like employers getting incentives, does that help attract apprentices, or does it help make way for more apprenticeships?
This is a really important question, because the government often are caught between providing incentives or not providing incentives. There's about 259,000 apprentices in training in Australia at any one time, so it's a big bill. There's a $1,500 incentive for employers to take on an apprentice. They get that after the first 6 months, and then there's a $2,500 payment at the end of an apprenticeship that goes to the employer as an incentive for to help the employer put the apprentice on. I've taught apprentices, I've been an apprentice, I've worked with apprentices for a very long period of time. I think apprentice incentives help the employer that may be unsure, but there isn't an employer out there that's going to put an apprentice on without the work. So I think they do have an incentive in terms of helping the employer retain that apprentice and train them, in, you know, particularly in their first year of an apprentice. I mean, most apprentices don't know very much in year one. The apprentice, the employer makes a huge commitment to help take that apprentice through that period of time. I think any incentive is useful, but I have to tell you, lots and lots of employers never ever pick up an incentive from the government that they're due because they're actually more focused on training the apprentice.
96900693, anything to do with sort of the motoring world and the car industry, 96900693, 131332. I want to talk to you about car safety as well after the break. Text as well, 0477 693 693. Back shortly with Jeff Grillam.
Dental.
Hi, Julie here with another sleep tip from Bevmark's the Sleep Professionals. Most teens don't get enough sleep. This can impact their learning, concentration and problem-solving skills. It has other impacts as well. Teenagers need between 9 and 10 hours sleep a night. Even an extra 30 minutes can make a big difference. And remember, better sleep, better life. Today's sleep tip brought to you by Bevmark's the Sleep Professionals.
Look, I'm afraid I'm leaving you. I know you've always been so good to me. You're always there when I need you. And the fact is, I still really love you. But, this is so hard. I have to move on. The guys are already on the beach.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Kate Stevenson here. Register now for our 3AW footy tipping comp. This year's top tipster will pick up $25,000 thanks to Vic Super. Plus, our weekly winner gets $500 cash courtesy of Renault Traffic, now available in auto. Create your own comp with family and friends and battle for a chance to win $25,000 thanks to Vic Super. Get more of the future you want. Get more with Vic Super. Enter now at 3aw.com.au/footy tipping.
Bond Street Dental offers complimentary private consultations for all on four implants, as well as veneers, crowns and cosmetic dentistry. Book your appointment now. Go to bondstreetdental.com.au. Proud supporter of Knights on 3AW.
Did you know osteoarthritis flare-up pain is caused by inflammation in the soft tissues between your joints? Find effective pain and inflammation relief with Nurofen. Incorrect use could be harmful. Follow the directions for use for the temporary relief of pain and inflammation.
Three and...
I'll go for number seven.
When some groups of mates sit down and call out numbers, it's because they're ordering Thai food.
Wait. Does seven come with rice?
Others are throwing out numbers for a different reason.
And five. One is going to romp home, I'm sure of it.
Because they're crafting a quaddie. We're those people. The quaddie. When racing becomes a team sport. Tab. Long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
At Spotlight, a window's what you make it. Save a massive 50% off the entire range of ready-to-hang and made-to-measure faux wood Venetian blinds. So you can warm it, shade it, and keep it cool for less. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
Retired? Income dried up? Investments down? Household Capital can provide you with a home income stream or 20k top-up. Fast-track your funding at householdcapital.com.au or call 1300 600 101. Terms and conditions apply.
Nice. For Bond Street Dental, complimentary consultations available now for all on four dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book at bondstreetdental.com.au.
We're talking automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Grillam. Danny's got a question. Hi, Danny.
Evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Just got a quick question. I've got the best car I've ever owned. I've got a VF Series 2 SSV Redliner to Holden. I just want to know, I brought the car new 2017, but I haven't received any information as to when my warranty, I've still got another 2.5 years plus the cap price service. Now, what happens when the dealership shut and then the cap price service and the warranty, where's that work going to be carried out, mate? Can you tell me?
Yeah, Danny, at the moment, as you know, Holden are in discussions with the dealers. It's public knowledge. There's a there is a conversation about a compensation payment back to the dealers, but I know that Holden will be making arrangements for service organisations to pick that work up, and it could be some of the dealers. It wouldn't surprise me if out of some of those discussions that are underway now, that with it comes a requirement for some of them to, or a need for some of them to hang on to some of those servicing duties. But either way, Holden would go to the market and they would license somebody to provide those repairs, Danny.
Yeah, right. Wonderful. Just one thing, mate. It's the best. It's just really sad to see because it's the best car I've ever owned, mate. It's world class car. It really is. A Ford or Holden, the latest ones are world class cars. It's just really, really sad to see.
I agree with you,
Danny, and I agree as well. I think that as we were making those cars towards the end, they were world beaters, and it's a real shame that they wrapped the game up. And between you and I and everybody else that's listening, I remind the federal government consistently that we really waved them offshore and we shouldn't have. We should have kept them here, kept jobs here. When you don't make cars, you don't make lots of things, and you send a message to the rest of the world that you've downsized your manufacturing, and it's a really bad idea.
100%. Danny, thank you, guys.
Thank you for your call, Danny. Simon, working on the program tonight, Jeff, has got an 8-year-old car. It's been running really rough, but he started putting the Premium 98 fuel into it, and suddenly it's running very smoothly. Have you heard stories like that before?
Well, you've got to find out what he's done with it for the last 7 years, because some people don't look after their cars very well. But my recommendation is you put in, when you open the flap on it and your fuel, whatever fuel it tells you to put in the car, put that fuel in. It's been engineered to have that fuel, and if you mess around too much, you're going to get yourself into trouble. It could just be a fluke. It could be that the filters have got a bit of a rinse through, but the thing is with car histories, they're a bit like they're like old stories. People generally tell you all the good bits out of looked after a car, but they miss out all the bits that didn't go right. So you really need to know the full history of the car. But, look, it's probably not going to do a lot of damage to the car, but as a rule, I only put the fuel in that's recommended and the oil. Even more important with the oil, if you put an oil that's too thin or too thick for your engine, you're going to get yourself into trouble.
96900693 or 131332. There's still huge discrepancies between petrol prices at different outlets, really large discrepancies. I noticed some today. If people do shop around, they can find the cheapest fuel.
They can, Dennis, and there are apps available for this as well. I mean, fuel retailers battle each other to the bottom. So what happens is they're constantly undercutting. They hit the bottom, they go back up, and they come back down again. It goes from anything from a 14-day cycle to a 30-day cycle. I think anybody can make a call on, look, is that the best deal I can get at the moment? It's a shame, because when fuel isn't earning any money, when fuel retailers are down to really thin, very, very thin margins, nobody's that interested. But, everybody in that food chain is trying to make a living. We would never, ever support gouging a fuel or anything like that. But typically, they're losing all the way down, then it bumps up, they do well for a while, and then they just start to undercut each other back down again.
Jeff Quillam, always a pleasure to chat. VACC CEO Jeff Quillam talking automotive here on 3RW Nights. Talk to you. Oh, no, I won't. Andrew will be in next week to be asking you some hard-hitting motoring questions. He'll probably ask you about Cadillac Fleetwoods from 1967.
Okay, well, I'll brush up on them. Thanks,
Dennis. You've got. Don't tell me. Don't ever say I haven't given you notice. 96900 693 131332.